Hey everyone, happy Monday morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team is to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. My name is Ray Hewer. Katie Miglin's in the house. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn, and we'll be right back for a fun conversation. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully you're waking up and getting ready for a fun day ahead. Katie, is your coffee hot?
No, and it's almost empty. I need to refill.
I literally just did that. I have orange juice. This is all that was left in the orange juice. For those of you that are listening on Teach Better Talk podcast, it's like a sliver. There's like, this is not, usually people would throw it away, but I was like, no, that's my orange juice.
Here's the thing. I don't even know how you're drinking that without some champagne in it.
I know. I feel like this is the amount, maybe that's the way to describe it. This is the amount of orange juice people put in when they're making like a, whatever.
Mimosa.
I can't even think this morning. I was going to say Bellini, but that's not right. Yeah, mimosa. Where they like, where it's like you fill it with champagne and then you just like hold the orange juice over it and you're like done.
Yes. A splash.
A splash, or like a spritz. Have you ever seen those like perfume bottles? Yes. Put orange juice in, they're like, that's it.
Yeah, that's perfect for me.
People are so funny. Yeah, happy Monday, friends. We hope you have an amazing week ahead. We are in our, is it our third week of May? Second full week, but third week of May. Yeah, okay. Katie, I went golfing this weekend. And I don't mean to be weird, but I really need like a therapy session on it. So can we talk about it really quick? And then we'll get to like the other stuff we're talking about. We're going to talk about student awards, ways to celebrate all of the students in our lives, like good things. But I need a second opinion here.
Okay.
So I played 18 holes of golf for the first time. I keep saying 18 rounds. That's not true.
No, you didn't go shooting.
No. Or I didn't do 18 times. I literally just did 18.
You did one round.
One round, 18 holes of golf.
Okay.
Do you know how long that takes?
Too long. That's why I don't like golf.
Okay. This is actually my issue. So I usually play 9 holes of golf. I'm really liking it this season. Super into it. I was the loser at my kitchen sink the other day that was like cleaning my golf clubs with a sponge. Yep, I know I'm a total loser, but here's my issue. I've only played 9 holes and gone to the driving range. Those are seemingly very easy experiences. The driving range, you can stay there as long as you want. You pick your like bucket of balls, super easy. It's also, especially near me, only $7. So it's like the easiest thing. I can go and like whatever. You go play 9 holes of golf. Again, that's like a two and a half hour commitment. Like that's a lot of time, but at least I can rationalize it. Like 2 hours is like a decent break or a decent way to spend your evening or a decent way to start your day on the weekend.
Okay.
18 holes of golf is supposed to take somewhere around 4.5 to 5 hours. I cannot think of a single thing that I do that is only for me. You really can't use, you don't use your phone, right? You're like focused. You don't have kids or animals or responsibilities. 5 hours? I was like, I should be grocery shopping. I should be like, there's a million things I should be doing.
Yeah. Did you not know that it takes that long?
I was told by people who golf, like, oh, you should do 18, build up your stamina. And I guess I didn't think about the time commitment. I was kind of like, oh, yeah, I should. If I want to be considered a golfer, I should golf the way that people golf. But now I'm like, I don't think I like that golf. That's an enormous chunk of my life is all I'm saying.
Did you walk or cart?
We did the cart. Yeah. But usually I walk. So 9 holes I walk, I get my steps in. It's pretty. I'm usually gossiping with people that I'm there with. Kind of low key, 2 hours, you're done. This was 4.5 to 5 hours on a cart hitting a ball.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know how the game works, and it's it's a long time. Mm-hmm.
I just can't, like, I don't understand how people do this on the weekends. Like, if you're a golfer, please let us know.
Yeah,
that's an entire day commitment in my mind.
I'm going to be honest. I can't even handle 9.
And you get there like an hour early to practice at the driving range. So that's what it, I'm like, no, we were there for like 6 hours.
Yeah, no. I mean, I don't know that everyone goes that early. Like, I feel like when my husband has golfed, he goes like a half hour early. He like putts a little and then gets on the cart. So like you could eliminate some time. I know sometimes people play like best ball. So that can cut down some time.
We were not playing like slowly. I felt like we were moving and grooving the whole time.
But like best ball, you just, it's not, you don't both golf your own ball. You know what I mean? So like that could cut some, like maybe half hour or so.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, but I think that's, maybe. Maybe that's you can save, maybe you can save 20 minutes here and there.
I'm not a golfer. I think I'm power to all the people in the world. Like Jeff golfs. Maybe this is a good thing you and Jeff can talk about. I worked at a golf course. I thought it was a very boring sport. I enjoyed providing drinks and snacks for people on the course.
But okay, you're missing the point. I want to think of something else. And I don't mean to class men versus women, but something else that a woman, and I don't mean to make this sexist, but like that a woman would do that takes her away for 5 hours. Let's assume you have my lifestyle. I don't have kids. I just have dogs. What?
Maybe a spa.
You're not doing that every weekend.
Oh, every weekend. I thought you were saying just in general.
Like I've played at least 9 holes, if not 2 rounds of 9 holes every week for like 5 weeks. That's 10 hours a week if I did 18 holes.
Yeah. I mean, I know people who are in golf leagues. I would assume those are 9 holes because they're at night, but.
No, I bet they're not. If you're in a league.
Well, because they're like weeknights. Like no one has time for 18 holes on a weeknight after work.
You know what? We're going to get comments being like, I do. But I just want to know, like, what other activity does a normal person, let's go non-golfer, do for 5 hours that takes them away from their family, their phone, and whatever? I can't think of a single thing. A spa was a good one, but you still don't do the frequency.
You don't do it often. No. Like, I'm thinking you wouldn't be away from stuff. Like, people like groceries, clean house, laundry. Like, those are things, but they don't take you away from stuff.
And you're adding to the lifestyle. Golf, you left.
It's a hobby.
You left looking pretty and you came back sweaty and muddy. And then,
yeah, like, what hobby would someone do that long every weekend?
Yeah, Tell us in the comments. I don't know. I'm really stuck on it because I don't want to be anti-golf. I love golf, but it was such a time commitment. All I could do was think about all the other things. I even liked it. Like, I'm not trying to knock it, but the time commitment is the reason I didn't like it, not because of the 18 holes.
Okay, well.
That's it. That's
my. I'm just looking forward to people telling me what I'm going to do this weekend for 5 hours.
Yeah, if I gifted you 5 hours. Mm-hmm.
Right. Come on, people. Help us solve this mystery. Let's talk awards.
Oh, yeah. We'll be right back. We are talking awards, but wait, Katie, I thought of something from our last conversation.
Okay.
If your kid is in a league of some sort,
like a tournament, baseball like a tournament.
But I want to make a counter to that because I don't want to, if you put that in the comments, my counter is that's you serving your kid. I'm saying as an adult, It has to be an adult thing that doesn't serve your family or kids in any way. What?
I played in a volleyball tournament, a sand volleyball tournament one time. If you played like a sand volleyball, you could play like multiple hours on weekends, I guess.
You would play over 5 hours of volleyball every weekend?
That's the thing. I don't know that you would do it every weekend. I don't know. Maybe. But that's what I'm saying. Maybe that exists somewhere. It's not here, but it might be a thing. I have played in a volleyball tournament for 5+ hours before. Yes.
Nope. This doesn't count. Anyway, I hope your comments are better than our ideas. Moving on, we're talking about student awards. Katie, we were talking about how the end of the year is here and many of us will be doing awards for our students, our colleagues, trying to celebrate everyone. And sometimes as educators, we fall into a little bit of a routine where it's easy to celebrate the students that are high achieving. And sometimes it's really easy to celebrate those students that struggled throughout the year. There's so much perseverance we can celebrate and milestones. It's the middle kids. It's the students that fall in the middle that sometimes get overlooked for these opportunities. So let's talk about ways to celebrate them.
Yeah, I feel like this was a constant conversation with the teachers I worked with. We were always trying really hard to be mindful because, you know, the end of the year is a great opportunity to acknowledge your high achieving students, perfect attendance, highest GPA, all those things are important. We want to acknowledge those students, but then you're right. Sometimes the students who have struggled all year, who have like, you know, most improved or hardest worker, some of those things are also easy. But one thing I always try to advocate for were the students who were fine. And I say that like not in a negative way, but literally like stayed kind of just average all year. And so I would really kind of challenge you to be thinking through, are there students that won't fall in your highest achieving students or your struggling learners, but they're your students that come in every day, do the job, ask the questions, participate. They don't necessarily need a lot of attention. They don't need a lot from you. You know, they might do well or not do well academically. Behaviors are probably fine enough, but they're kind of, I call them the students that fall below the radar sometimes because they don't flag our attention for any particular reason. I'm challenging you to find a way to acknowledge those students. And I know we both worked with teachers who really loved being able to acknowledge those students. So we did just like, we called them team awards. And it was like, we would just make up an award for the week of whatever we thought that student would do. So, you know, best collaborator or like student who always had a sharpened pencil or, you know, just like whatever funny names you can come up with, you can throw it into AI to get some cutesy names, but give those students some acknowledgement, let them have their moment. I know for our team, we'd spend it like at lunch, we'd have the kids come up and we'd go to the cafeteria and we'd spend like, I don't know, 5 minutes and we'd acknowledge like 15 of your just middle of the road kids who had done really well all year, but they're just decent. You know, they're just like decent humans. They didn't stand out. They didn't really cause problems, but acknowledge those students because we know that those students exist and sometimes they're not going to be your highest achieving learners. And they're not going to be students who need anything from us. They come to school just because they enjoy their friends or they enjoy just school. And so if we could just spend a little time acknowledging them because they're the ones that, you know, make our jobs a little bit easier by just being okay. I don't know. What are your thoughts?
I love the idea of putting it in AI. And I think it's so funny, this conversation. We don't mean to belittle the work that these students are doing, but these are the students that more often than not are the ones that do get overlooked for these opportunities. If you throw it in AI, I literally just typed it in. I said, I just typed provide 20 award titles for students. And then they gave me 20. I then added it again, create 20 more that are non-academic. And there's tons of ideas, positive role model award, supportive peer award, curiosity catalyst award, collaboration champion award, curiosity explorer award, adaptability award, balanced lifestyle award, cooperative learner award. So all of these, don't forget that in this day and age, now that AI is prevalent, it can be there to serve you. Yeah. Please feel free to throw into whatever AI you're using. I just threw it in ChatGPT and get some creative names. I know we would, as educators doing this in my past, we would sit and really kind of struggle coming up with the name. Like we were like, oh, they're really a good kid. What's a synonym? How do you write that in a way that sounds fancy? This is a really great way to do that. Although mm-hmm. going over to, you know, like synonyms.com is helpful. Sometimes it's nice to have that creative AI lens to think of things that you may not have thought of previously. So don't forget that when you type a prompt into AI, you can give it feedback. You can also ask for more submissions. I arbitrarily picked the number 20. You could have picked 120 and it still would give you all those titles. So feel free to utilize that resource and find different ways to celebrate your students, even if it's as small as just sending them home with a certificate. I think there's lots of wonderful ways to celebrate students this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And just look for opportunities to celebrate every student, even the student that might have been the biggest pain in your booty. Make sure you acknowledge them in some way and end on a positive note with these students. It's so easy for our exhaustion to get in the way of celebrating the positive, but make sure that you look for opportunities and put it on the calendar so that even if that day you wake up and you're not feeling super into it, you can still take 5 minutes and be intentional about acknowledging those students, because that's what this year has been all about, is working with those students.
It's true. As a little reminder, you can also do this for your staff as mm-hmm. well. So feel free to use this same conversation to grade staff awards or staff notes of appreciation. This is definitely the time, whether you have 2 weeks left of school or 6 weeks left of school, you want to make sure that everybody feels celebrated this year, ends on a good note to start August even higher. So yep. Katie, great topic today. I'm excited for everybody to get into their week and think about how they can celebrate one another.
Absolutely. And Ray, I'm going to think of an award for you. Goodest golfer.
Do you need AI? Did you say best golfer?
No, because that didn't have a G. I said goodest.
Katie, I have an award for you, but it wouldn't be appropriate. So happy Monday, friends. Bye, guys. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.